A new report has found suicidal ideation, stress and financial hardship has surged among workers who interact with the New South Wales Workers' Compensation Scheme. The report by the Mackell Institute was released on the 10th anniversary of the introduction of reforms to the Workers' Compensation Scheme. I asked Unions New South Wales Acting Secretary Thomas Costa about the legacy of these reforms.
Unfortunately, what we have found through our report and what has been quite obvious to us from anecdotal evidence coming to us from our members is that the reforms touted at the time as necessary to ensure the viability of the scheme have failed on almost every measure the scheme has set for itself. So, for example, the scheme is expensive and the cost of it of administering it has steadily increased year on year for the past 10 years. Return to work rates have declined. Support payments have been reduced well below what is needed to adequately support those who've been injured. And probably the most alarming finding is that the rate of suicide and suicide ideation amongst people interacting with the scheme has surged. They're forced to go through a cycle of medical appointments and medical approvals that are often inadequate or not accepted by the scheme. And because of that reason, the stress and anxiety is placed onto these people who are already under financial distress because of their inability to work is quite extreme.
So you've mentioned here that greed, cruelty and mismanagement is one of the primary causes of the dysfunction of the system. What level of corruption does that exist at?
What I can tell you is there is obvious levels of mismanagement of the scheme. Despite the scheme losing money and requiring taxpayer money to constantly bail it out because it is unable to meet its own costs, the executives and senior executives who operate the organisation iCare are being paid very high bonuses, very high salaries. They are not subject to the same procurement requirement for services and products that every single other New South Wales government-run department is subject to. So, for example, the Department of Health during the pandemic, during the height of the pandemic in 2020, was subject to the New South Wales government's procurement requirements to get all of its equipment and services. iCare, on the other hand, is not subject to those requirements. Things that should not be happening when the scheme at this point is severely cost overblown, but yet workers are receiving lower payments than what they ordinarily would have prior to the reforms.
Are these failures something that can be fixed by further reform, or is it something you have to totally scrap the system and, you know, start from a blank page?
Yeah, good question. We're calling for a radical overhaul of the system. We think that it needs to be completely reformed because fiddling around the edges at this point is just not good enough. What we believe should be the number one priority of the scheme is that it should focus on getting workers back to work as quickly as possible. But in doing that, it needs to be providing decent and adequate support so that workers who are injured at work aren't then punished by a workers' compensation scheme because of that injury. They should feel supported, they should get the payments they need in a timely manner, and they should be encouraged and assisted in returning to work as quickly as possible.
And so is it just the system? Is it just the workers' compensation system? I mean, over the past month or so, we've seen teacher strikes. Even today, there's the road work strike. Is it just an increasing general neglect of workers?
I'm glad you've asked that question because I'm intimately involved in a number of those disputes. And today I'm actually talking to you from the Fair Work Commission, where that government is trying to stop railway workers from taking further industrial action. And the industrial action they're taking is about safety. And so you're right in that there is real pressure from this government on workers, including their own workforce, the public sector, increasing their insecurity at work, decreasing their rights to safety. And then at the back end, when they're injured, because they have less safe working conditions, reducing their ability to access compensation and support services. But what is really the most concerning thing is most of the industrial action that is happening actually doesn't concern wages. It concerns conditions, things like staffing levels in hospitals. You know, nurses have had a gutful of being told the government is going to fix the problem, and they haven't. And so we're saying, you know, marching with their feet, saying we need more staff. We also have a skills crisis in the public sector because we aren't paying enough to retain people, so people are leaving the public sector, so our quality of services is declining. And we're seeing rail here again, just the government that's refusing to come to the table and just listen to the unions about their concerns. Look, I'm not surprised there's a lot of strikes in New South Wales at the moment. If anything, I'm surprised there isn't more strikes. I think the unions have been quite measured. But I do think it's going to escalate much more if the government doesn't sit down with workers to try and work through these problems.
That was Unions New South Wales Acting Secretary Thomas Kloster.